Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm John Bondesa, the President of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. With the Graham Innes, the Human Rights Commissioner, may I welcome you all here today to the launch. Can I acknowledge that we have with us today Mr. Peter Inardo, representing the Attorney General's Department, Mr. Joe Ludwig, the Shadow Attorney General, Ms. Lucy Turnbull, representing Mr. Malcolm Turnbull MP, Ms. Paula O'Sullivan, representing Ms. Tanya Plebisek, and Ms. Penny Sharp, MLC. May I also acknowledge that we are meeting on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional owners of this land. Ladies and gentlemen, just over a year ago, the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission commenced its same-sex, same-entitlements national inquiry into discrimination against people in same-sex relationships in areas of financial and work-related entitlements. Australia's international human rights obligations to people in same-sex families are clear, very clear. First, laws must not discriminate on the grounds of sexual orientation. And secondly, laws need to protect the best interests of children, regardless of their parents' sexual orientation. This inquiry put federal laws in this country under a human rights microscope. And what we have found is that there are 58 federal laws which do discriminate against same-sex couples simply because of whom they love. What does this mean in theory? The 58 laws breach the non-discrimination principle, the backbone of international human rights law. What does it mean in practice? Well, it means that there are about 20,000 same-sex couples who can't access the same workplace and financial entitlements that heterosexual couples simply take for granted. And it means that if same-sex couples have children, and the social reality is that same-sex couples do have children, the whole family, and in particular the children, can suffer. As part of this inquiry, the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission travelled around Australia to hear firsthand about the impact of discriminatory laws on same-sex couples and their children. We produced two discussion papers during the course of the inquiry, and we received 680 written submissions from people right across Australia. What the consultation process revealed is the human cost of legal discrimination. The failure of our laws to recognise relationships between same-sex couples and their children has exacted a financial and emotional toll. Same-sex couples are sick of feeling like first-class taxpayers and second-class citizens. Loving parents want to be recognised as loving parents, regardless of their sexuality. The discrimination currently embedded in our law books sends a symbolic message that discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation is okay. But the reality is it's not. On a practical level, this report we are launching today is about equal access to financial and workplace entitlements. On a symbolic level, and symbolism does matter, it's about recognition. Recognition in respect of all people, no matter who they love. This report rides on the back of a wave of change and changing sentiments. States and territories have made a concerted effort to remove discrimination against same-sex couples from their law books, but even there, more is still required. required. Today, the Human Rights Commissioner, Graham Innes, will talk about what the inquiry found and how we can change the laws to remove the discrimination. The report that we're launching doesn't just identify the problem, it sets out solutions. It's an invitation to the Australian Government to remove the discrimination that riddles our law books. It is plain that fixing the problem will cost money, but that's the price of a fair society. The alternative, tolerating discrimination because it's cheaper, was an unacceptable justification for paying women less than men, and it's an unacceptable justification for treating same-sex couples differently from heterosexual couples. In the words of one person, in the words of one self-described average suburban family, we don't want special treatment, we just want equality. And I think that is the principle that underlies this report. May I now invite Graeme Innes to tell us a little more about the report and the inquiry. Graeme.